Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord, our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Day and night I cry to you, my God. Day and night I cry to you, my God. Lord, my God, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O, turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand. You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark, in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand and praise you? Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion? As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face? Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trial. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me. They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me all together. Friend and neighbor, you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day and night, I cry to you, my God. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. You are in our midst, O Lord. Your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord. Our God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us pray for Sister Bug, Deacon Victoria, as some of you may know her. She's being hospitalized at the moment. May God give her a speedy recovery. Let us pray for Miss Kitty, Bishop Sacone's mother, who is seriously ill and in the hospital. Let us continue to pray for Reverend Dustin Cox's prayers for renewal, strength, forgiveness, guidance, and the prosperity of the Soul Clinic. He would also like to pray for Alex, now that he finds shelter and safety wherever Heavenly Father takes him. Pray for Jeremy, who got news from his doctor and must have a biopsy on his stomach. He wants us to continue to pray for the clinic and pray that Bowling Green will progress on resources for the homeless. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas as he's had surgery recently. That God give him a speedy recovery. Continue to pray for the victims of the storms in Florida, South Carolina, Florida, and Texas, all of the places that are impacted. May God continue to give them strength for perseverance. Also, of course, we want to pray for all of the people who go down to the relief efforts to help them as well. Let's pray that God make their resources bountiful so that they can help all in need. Continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Pray for Bishop Long that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for all of the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church that we may continuously be led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for the homeless continuously. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Let us continue to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. Let us also pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction towards the seamless connection between the order and the goal of God's church. Let us take just a few moments to call to mind the prayers that which we hold in the depth of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently, pray. Let us pray. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and peaceful death. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.